You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. How are you, everybody?
What's up?
Hey, man. Bridge has a t-shirt on with three elephants on it, and they've all got the lucky trunks up. Yeah. Do you know it's good luck if the trunk's up?
Really?
Yeah, bad luck if the trunk's down.
That's real good to know.
That's Thai. Anyway, I'm not sure how far that spreads in East Asia, but definitely the Thai buzz. That's a Thai shirt.
This is
sure.
Like a little job that I found at an op shop in the States, so.
Right on.
It definitely, yeah, it looks like it could be tight for sure.
Three times luck for you, friend.
Pow.
Hey, speaking of lucky, we've got Marijuana Media at 420, where we talk about all things marijuana in New Zealand media and touch on abroad. Always stuff going on, especially this year. It's a hot year for the DAC.
Yes, especially in New Zealand. Yeah, a lot of changes this year that have kind of been waiting to happen for the past, like, feels like decade.
I mean, and these things take time, but we think up here at BFM, conversation is a great place to start.
Definitely.
So every week, Thursday, 4:20.
Cheer.
Chris will be joining us from Normal. He knows everything there is to know about the Leaf, basically. He's pretty knowledgeable, so we've got the right guy on the job there. Also, lovely Cocktail Corner at 5:30, thanks to Red Bar and Chi. And as per this week, we've got Bonobo single pass and Endless Boogie double pass. It's been a righteous week for prizes. Both of those are strong. Both of those I'm probably going to attend if I can.
Go.
What else? Not a damn thing. Just gonna play some music, I suppose.
Yeah, I got a bunch of records here. So
Bridge is joining me because Sam, aka Mandrake, is in Singapore. God knows why.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, why is he in Singapore?
Nobody knows, mate. Nobody knows.
No one needs.
Don't
to
ask. Try not to stare directly at him. Dang, Singapore is a dank, hot little city.
Yeah, yeah. Now,
on the turntable?
Yeah, yeah, I've got a record over there. A bit of confusion around this record because I can't figure out. I'm pretty sure that the album is called Congas y Comparaces, and then I believe the artist is Grupo Afrocubano, Cannibal Habanero, but I think it's just like a straight recording, so I think the idea is that it's just a live recording of the festival itself.
Shall we play it and Shazam it ourselves in the studio?
Yo,
and then get back to
technology, bro. Well, yeah, give it a shot. Hell yeah.
Here we go.
There we are.
You're with BFM.
Ah!
Ute new Aldous Harding track, Imagine My Man.
Thank you. body sounding like a speaker spell, you know. Throats are full of water, got a gurgle in her throat. Slipping past their bottom lips, no problem with that old. Liquid stripping on their shirt, no bib to catch them up.
No catching up.
Cut off her mouth, never pass of nothing. Let it seep and creep in deeper, no one's even listening. I've been constantly revealing, sleeping on every day. Not me, not so temperpedic, no, I could never be.
You should have known better than that. You should have known better than that. You should have known better than to have
put your nightgown on.
Everybody's hacking like you're someone they don't know. All I got that you might have had averted to the floor. Sipping on a prison can, loosen up the flow. Liquid stripping on their pants, no humor in their soul.
No, that's good.
Yeah, man, it's not too late to press for no one. Let it seep deep and deeper, no one's even listening. Unconscious, constantly destroying, sleeping on everything. I'll be out some pepper beat and know I can never be.
Joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in, man.
Sure is. Howdy, gents.
How's it?
How's it going, Chris? Chris just flew into the studio just now, looking quite relaxed, actually.
Oh, I am now.
Mandrake is in Singapore. Nobody knows why, and we'll leave it at that. So what's pressing in New Zealand media to do with marijuana this week?
Well, just on that topic, though, of flying into Singapore, did you see that Malaysia have dropped the mandatory death penalty for drugs? So, you know, safe. Safe. If he happened to have gone through Malaysia, you know.
Oh, wow.
We don't have to worry.
So is that just like a blanket, everything that is considered drugs you can get killed for?
I think so, yeah. I think it was anything involving trafficking, I think. That was like the starting point. Then you had to argue your way back from there. You know?
They're into making examples of people. So.
That's true.
Yeah. Nobody's dying here.
No.
Just a little bit of weed. I guess an interesting one, Bridge, you brought up earlier that 96% of people are down for medical marijuana.
Yeah. So there's this poll that came up that I think MyFM were the people that kind of put it up through News Hub, and it was sort of like what they call a non-scientific poll, just kind of on the internet that you could go and vote on, that came up earlier in the week. And that was basically a straight up question just saying, do you support marijuana being used for medical use in New Zealand? And 96% of people voted and said that they were keen. And then a day later, Bill English came out and said, oh, nah. Which just that doesn't make any sense.
He's claiming he doesn't want a marijuana industry, which is like, he doesn't want money?
Well, you don't want tax time.
And it's kind of conflicting with what Peter Dunn is saying, which was he's inviting companies to set up to grow cannabis here to be an alternative Sativex. I mean, he says that in public, but of course anyone who goes to see him might get a different story. But I see that he changed his language.
I wonder if he says different things when he's got the bow tie on or off.
Quite possibly. But after some people, there were some hemp farmers and that went to see him, and some other people have been to see him, and then he started saying, oh, it's got to be a reputable pharmaceutical company. And, you know, this is just another one of his ways of making it look like he's doing something, but actually he's doing nothing, because there are no so-called reputable pharmaceutical companies making any cannabis products anywhere in the world. So, you know, it rules out anything from Canada, anything from America. I mean, where else is it going on? You know?
It's interesting because apparently, News Hub have posted a story here, half of cancer patients are using cannabis, say doctors.
Because up to 60%, I think.
So that's just like, they're like illegally, right? They're just, they know people that know people that got some stuff. Which is most people.
Yeah, there is a bit of that going on. There's like the green fairies, so-called, you know, that we hear that kind of sort people out unofficially, but all for no money and all that kind of... Mm-hmm. You know, there is a lot of that going on. And in fact, that's one of the reasons people blame for the so-called cannabis drought is that these growers, instead of chasing a quick buck, they're actually giving their weed to medical patients, and it's causing a drought for other people.
Is that a fact? No.
It's not. That's a theory I've heard.
I wonder how many... this is interesting. I wonder how many people are do-gooding hard out there with their day.
Oh, there's a lot.
That's cool.
A lot. Yeah.
It's an empathetic time.
This all flowed on together, right? The oncologist said, we've got all these patients using it, and the poll and everything, and then Bill English's response. And it comes on that same day that the tetraplegic Ben Clifford in Auckland here, raided by police over the weekend when they heard that he had some cannabis because his caregivers apparently narked on him. And so they took that all away. But to their credit, they didn't. So I believe they didn't actually arrest him and haven't charged him yet. But, you know, Bill English's response to all of that is to say, nah, not going to do it. So in response to that, right, we were talking about this on Monday again. This is just outrageous. So we're actually going to have a march and a rally, AATS Square, 22nd of April.
Oh, right.
Which is like 2.5 weeks or something.
Two and a half weeks.
So AATS Square, tell everyone it's the medical cannabis march and rally.
Cool.
And, you know, we want as many people there as possible. Yeah. And if anyone can help out, actually, we need to put out a call. We need a few, like, spare wheelchairs or even hospital beds to kind of transport our less abled people who want to be there.
A friend of mine will have a spare wheelchair. He's in a wheelchair, and he gets, like, a wheelchair every, like, 5 years, and he gets to keep the other one. So he'll have at least two.
Oh,
cool.
Great bass player as well. What up, Ben?
But that's great that that's happening, though. It's a really, really good thing that that's happening. Because, you know, there's so many, like, you know, the 60% of people that oncologists deal with, the fact that that's, you know, well above half alone, let alone the kind of 96%.
It's crazy. Kind of, like, imagine being a doctor. Like, you like, your patient's just like, what you're giving me is crap. I'm actually just smoking weed. And the doctor's probably like, that's fine. Just make sure you're not getting shitty stuff. That's probably what he says, eh?
No, probably. Yeah.
Or she, sorry.
Yeah. Were there any other stories that have popped up?
Look, old mate's in the other country, so he hasn't gone and finalised his DAC.life is still reading last week's stuff, so I'm having to just scroll through the internet like a psycho right now.
Argentina legalised medical cannabis this week. Did you hear about that?
Did
and
they?
South really? Africa. There's two more countries, right? So in one
true
week.
That.
Argentina put out a new scheme. It's been bubbling away for a little while, but...
remember when we gave women the vote? Remember when we were like the first to do
we
shit?
With the leaders? way back up. Then. But yeah, this one in Argentina, they set up a research program as well. And if you sign up to the research program, it guarantees like free access to medical cannabis. And then there's this other kind of way that I'm not sure of the exact details of it yet, but it's all happening. The South African one was, meanwhile, that was the courts. And that was a guy that was involved in, I think, their version of the Cannabis Party or something like that, right? And he went to court over it and they ruled that the ban on home growing was unconstitutional. So, as of now, home growing is legal in South Africa.
Wow, that's rare. Just for personal use.
Yep.
Wow, that's really powerful.
Give us a call on 309-3879 if you're currently growing at home. We'd love to hear how you're doing it and what your vibe is. Or 5395 is the text line. There's no harm in the conversation.
Always going to hear.
Complete ambiguity? Is that the...
Yeah. I guess
we ain't nuts.
Anonymity. speaking of, actually, just how you say, like, DAC.life, the website that Sam runs... do you know that we get the word DAC from South Africa?
Is it?
Is it a Zulu word? I think it might be.
No, they call it like Daga or something.
Daka,
or something. Yeah, it's kind of related to that. Yeah.
And it came across on the ships from coming through South Africa.
Like a
quite
stamp
often.
On it or something.
Yeah, yeah, I guess so. Or like the sailors who were also on the boat would be like, oh yeah, this is Dhaka. Right. And that's how the word goes to New Zealand. That's why we call it Dhak.
Right. Mm.
Interesting, yeah.
Hey, yesterday too, right? Rose Renton and Sue Gray appeared before the Health Select Committee.
Go on.
Oh, the big news of the day. This was in support of Rose's medical cannabis petition that was circulating around last year.
Right.
So they presented and did an awesome job, and they're two just amazing people. Hopefully they've made an impact on them, you know. But now it's up to the committee, right? They don't kind of have to do anything by law. They can decide what they want to do, and they can just kind of go, "Oh, thank you for the presentation. Bye."
Yeah, that's brave.
Or they could really do something, you know. So
we've got a call. It's hello, BFM.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good.
Welcome to Marijuana Media. What's your input?
Oh, you were just asking people calling in who've got a little backyard plant or whatever.
How's it going? Is it a beautiful thing?
It's almost ready for harvest. It's lovely.
Sounds exciting. Is it just like a sort of a backyard scenario, just lying around?
Yep.
Cute. Yeah, yep. A friend of mine's got one of those as well. No problem from the locals?
What's that?
No problem from the neighbours or anything? It's just real chill?
No, I don't think they notice.
Wow, that's cool.
Hopefully they don't. They're going to pinch it.
It's a great little hobby, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And yeah. I'm really excited. It's quite pretty now.
You get quite proud at the end of when you've sort of grown your own weed, you know? Like, yeah. Hey, thanks so much.
Okay.
Take it easy.
Bye.
She gets it.
Yeah, man.
We need more of that. I think New Zealand on the whole has a very low rate of growing, and it's one of the reasons why it's very dominated
really?
By the...
Really? Is that
true? Yeah. I mean, how many people grow? It's probably less than 1% of smokers, you know?
I have no idea, but yeah.
It does feel very low.
Most people don't know anyone who grows.
Hence why we have droughts.
Yeah, and hence why it's really dominated by the commercial market, which is really dominated by gangs and that, and you know what I mean? So
yeah.
If more people grew, I know it's, you know... crazy idea, but if more people grew, there'd be more around, and we wouldn't run out.
We do have a culture of like loving our gardens and shit, you know. Like we come from that English vibe of like, oh, my garden's so manned, you know. Like
yeah,
maybe
true.
If like our green thumbs got applied in that direction,
we've got a rich history of medicinal plants in New Zealand too. Like
true,
you know, like forever. So it's yeah, it makes total sense.
Mm.
Yeah.
When is the best time if you're to plant though? Not when is the best time to plant if you're growing outside.
Labor Day kind of ish, you know, whatever really. But it depends what you're growing too. There are auto flowering seeds now that you can grow all year round.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird. And you can just get them off the internet with no trouble?
Officially not.
I'm asking
you the
hard questions.
Come on, it's a bit like downloading a movie, you know. Officially it's against the law, but chances are.
Oh yeah, no.
You know. But what we hear, this is what we hear, just from what people have said.
Yeah.
They just order them under other names.
Chill.
I'm not advising that, of course, but if people happen to do it, I mean, if something's addressed to someone else, it's not addressed to you, right? So
good one. Address it to the old flatmate.
Yeah, the one who's left a couple of years ago. just off that kind of notion, I think what does kind of like come down to it in terms of like why people don't grow and that type of thing is that people are scared of getting caught and scared of the neighbors.
Didn't we find out like how many like of the percentage of neighbors would actually knock on someone? It was like
4% or something.
Yeah,
so
everyone's pretty chill.
Yeah. So what is the kind
but
of
that
like,
is the worry. It is what people are worried
But I think
about,
if you've got like 20 at the back, people are probably going to say some shit. But if like, ladies and gentlemen, put your toe in the water and just have like one cute little plant. It's a great conversation piece. People come around and go, oh, check out your little plant, you little crazy little maniac.
Because what's the, just because like, I think personally as well, for me, like I've personally always found it kind of like difficult to come straight up to the idea of like growing myself because I perhaps don't know 100% what the law is around, like if I had two plants, what the law
if you're
would
flatting
be,
as well, had, it's, like, it's a bit niggly.
Yeah, that whole type of thing. Because like, what is the sort of like law around?
Well, the law is you can't have any.
Zero.
It gets serious after 10.
Yeah, that's right.
After 10?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
10 plants, 28 grams or 100 marijuana cigarettes.
Is that
that's
like,
a very misconnected.
That's like machine rolled cigarettes.
Well,
that's not like three skinners.
It doesn't define them. They could be really big. You know?
No, because they say cigarette. Unless it's one of those like long ass ones with a big old filly.
So it's basically once you're under 10. What's the kind of what are you looking at getting charged if you were to be?
Nah, I don't know. Really? Actually, it depends if they find heaps of ounce bags and all that sort of shit. I think as well, like paraphernalia, probably.
Well, prosecution's up. This is the crazy thing that's going on.
They're cashing in, aren't they?
Yeah, prosecutions for possession and use went up 50% last year. Prosecutions growing and selling went up 30%. Mm-hmm. So, you know, while we're having this great debate and the politicians are making noises like things are changing, actually what's changing is they're prosecuting more people.
Yeah.
So, I've just got a tip for ordering seeds. They order under bird seeds, can't track it, trickers only to grow enough plants so you can't be classed as a supplier, which I think is 6 plants. Well, we've heard it's 10. But yeah, that is a lot of bud. Yeah. Texter, you're right. We worry about our landlords spotting it and kicking us out. Also, know where to school. Reading it slowly, I'm like, where's this going?
Well, that's the thing as well, is that like so many people are in rental situations where like you could lose your house,
totally.
All this type of thing. It's a horrible kind of outcome.
Kind of, yeah, that goes to the lack of rights that tenants have here, you know, with no kind of guaranteed, you know, security that they're going to be there.
But yeah, I recommend everybody to take advantage of that big hole in the ozone that we've got. We grow great produce.
Yeah, that's very true. It's very true. And it's good for our earth too.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's why I love that Branson talk about like, oh yeah, replace all the dairy farms, because this
knows.
Was a dream.
I love
that
how
I
he outed it. Like, that's cool. I mean, a big figure like that starts talking about how we're not cleaning rain.
Yeah,
everyone's just, we got to start thinking, oh shit, secrets out, everyone. I think.
Yeah, totally, totally. And that's the thing, is that the plants, they clean the soil, and then suddenly everything is getting reversed. And
it could be a beautiful thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, gents. That's I'm sure that's that wraps us up nicely for Marijuana Media for another week. Tune in next week and we'll get amongst again. Hopefully Mandrake's back, although fuck it, man.
Well, isn't not here.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.